Hello, Amira.
Going?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too. My name's Owen. I'm Irish.
I was going to say, Owen, I looked up how to pronounce your name.
Well, that's more than many people have done, especially in the UK where they can be quite lazy about that kind of stuff.
I looked it up and
Yeah.
I was surprised to hear that it was Owen, and I was like, oh,
Yeah.
I can.
Well, I'm judging by your Instagram, you seem to be heavily into Celtic mythos as well.
More so in the last few years, I've really gotten into it.
Okay. Would you like to talk about that for face mic?
Yeah, sure. I found my biological father a few years ago and found out that his family, Owens, they're Irish. So I had always kind of had this thing where a lot of people told me my voice was sounded very Celtic when I sang. And I also always loved anything to do with sort of that old Celtic, Nordic, anything Northern European or Irish or Scottish, just very into the music, the traditions, the ideologies, just anything to do with that. I was always into it anyway, but then when I found that out, I started wanting to do a lot more sort of things with my music regards that. So.
Okay, that sounds. Where was your biological father from?
I don't really know the city or town, because I don't have, I don't talk to him a lot, but he had told me about that and told me about, yeah, a few other things, but yeah, I think that's why I really had that kind of inbuilt into me already.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've got a such a visceral sounding album. Would you like to talk to us about the process of the writing?
Yeah, so I guess it just started kind of coming out of me, really. So I lost my mum to cancer, and prior to that, I'd done
I'm
a lot
sorry.
of writing pop music. And this album was completely different to that. So I wasn't thinking about structures or formulas or anything. I wasn't trying to make music to impress anyone. I just wanted to make something that was moving. And so I would find sort of samples or sounds that were very moving, and then I would get inspired by those sounds, such as like a cello. If I found a really beautiful cello sample, then I would sort of construct a whole piece around that, using different sort of plugins and sounds that I could find. And some of the songs obviously don't have vocals on them because I just loved the music so much that it just kind of didn't need it. And then on the other ones that do have lyrics and writing, that was more so every sort of song has a meaning or a message. It's not just, something about going to a nightclub or a standard pop song. It's more about, I guess, my journey through healing and trauma and everything that I've been through, and the things that I've kind of learned how to help me with that, like through meditation and realizing that everything that I need is within me. And I've kind of put those messages into the music, to try and make it more meaningful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That reminds me of David Bowie, who was used to talking about the instrumentals, because he during the Low album he would record backing tracks and for some of the tracks he just left them as they were because he felt the power was just in the synth in just in the
Already
music.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it was. And I really just went with how I felt with the tracks. Like on some of them, they were more instrumental, and then I thought, oh, a chant would sound really cool here. But I didn't really know any sort of English lyrics that would do it justice. So I literally just made up a chant, and they weren't even English words. I just kind of made up.
That's fine.
Some sort of primitive language type thing, just to give it that, yeah, that primitive sort of feel that the track had sort of taken on itself, really.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds... do you record most of the instruments yourself?
So, a lot of the instrumentation on this album was by using MIDI. So, I play the piano and I sort of record a lot of it in there.
Mm-hmm.
I also multi-sample instruments. So, if I have like a harp or something, then I'll record each note and sort of sample it in as an instrument if I don't know how to play the instrument. So that's sort of how I've constructed this particular album.
Mm-hmm.
The next sort of thing that I want to work on will definitely be a lot more live instrumentation, which is what I'm really looking forward to, composing for live sort of instruments. Can't wait for that.
Is Australia picking up like New Zealand is in terms of concerts?
I don't really think so. I mean, where I am now, we've just sort of gone back into lockdown, so I'm in lockdown at the moment again. Is that what you meant?
I guess I thought you were implying that you were going to go back on stage.
Oh, no, I meant for, like, my next sort of, like, recording project. I'm going to be recording a lot more live instrumentation, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I can't wait to get out there live with this album either, but, yeah, it's just a bit difficult with the lockdown and things like that.
Okay, thank you. And, Are there any particular tracks that stand out for you, or is that too hard a question?
It's not that it's a hard question. I just literally love every single track on that album for different reasons.
Yeah.
They're all like, I know this sounds really creepy and weird, but they're literally all like my babies. I feel like I created babies and I've put them into the world.
Okay.
Okay,
that's a common thing. They say for men, writing a book is the closest thing they'll ever experience to giving birth.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah. Although when I said that to a friend of mine, she hit me because she felt it was being offensive to, yeah.
You don't know what it's like to give birth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like that. Perfect.
I think that's a beautiful concept. And I agree. That's how I've felt with this album, that it's literally sort of an expansion of myself.
Okay.
But not an expansion of myself, also something that I feel everyone can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is so deep and meaningful, and it's on topics that everyone goes through.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's been my way to connect and reconnect with people. Yeah.
Okay, that's very lovely. And do you think Australia feeds into your music?
I think with some of the other stuff that I've done, Australia is definitely feeding into my music. Again, it would be more of the primitive stuff, like didgeridoos and sort of like woodwind, sort of like old instrumentation. That's probably as far as it goes at the moment, because I mean, in terms of our current music culture, I think we're very heavily influenced by sort of overseas music.
Mm-hmm.
There is some incredible Australian artists, though.
Yeah.
Well,
it's interesting. On this side of the pond, we're heavily influenced by Australian bands like INXS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I watched... Yeah, I mean, Gochi is another one. I love him.
Mm.
And I watched sort of like some sampling that he did of... He went out into the the desert and found this fence where you can like pluck at the metal and it creates this sound, and he sampled it for his song. So I love the creative aspect.
Yeah.
I feel like Australians really get out there and
Have you done anything that's as wacky and as esoteric as, say, a Gautier?
That experimental kind of thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's going to be more so like what I'm doing, what I'm working on now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay, so. The lyrics that are not in English, were they challenging to come up with?
So one of the tracks is actually in Arabic, and that wasn't challenging because I knew I wanted it to be in Arabic, and that was that's the song Rain Dance, and that's Mutriya Dunya, and that means Rain Down Universe, which I thought was really beautiful. And the other songs that I just chanted obscure sounds, it literally just kind of came, and I didn't really think too much about it.
Okay.
It was just kind of like channeling the sound or what was going to fit in that particular section of music, and listening to the music and feeling, you know, what it was doing, and then just going primitive crazy on it.
My God. how many albums have you released so far?
This is my first album.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, so I used to, prior to that, I wrote for other artists, and a lot of sort of things that I did for other people, other bands, other DJs, other artists. So this is the first time that I think, you know, losing my mum really made me kind of go, what is it that I actually really want to do with music, you know? I've never actually expressed my own sound or my own creativity.
Yeah.
And it just made me kind of go, that's what I'm going to do now. Nice. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you out of death, you've brought new life. So there's something.
Yeah.
There's something there, something quite meaningful to that.
Yeah.
Do you think your meditation feeds into your work? You mentioned meditation.
Yeah, I definitely think meditation feeds into it. My connection with nature feeds into it.
Yeah.
I'm very connected to nature. I've been really, really getting into a lot of paganism, and there's a lot that feeds into it, and it's sort of spiritual, spiritual, holistic, nature, well-being, anything to do with those sort of facets of life.
Okay, yeah. So there's a lot of holisticity in your work.
Sorry?
There's a lot of holisticity in your work.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. And I absolutely love, you know, outside of Earth, like galaxies and space and stuff like that too. So there is like a whole just ether of
Have you ever written about the other ether?
Well, there's a track on the album called Ether, which I think, that was very much more so about space. So I kind of felt like most of the album was about, the first track, Home, was about coming home, and then it kind of goes into, like, different nature and Rain Dance and, like, Just Be, and then it sort of ends with Ether, which is, like, going right out into the universe and being whole,
Oh, fantastic. Do you think there might be life outside of this planet?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I do. I think it would be kind of, I don't know, arrogant to think that we're the only living thing.
That's true. No, that's very true. Would you consider coming to Ireland after the COVID?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. My whole family's in the UK, so I'm really, really missing them, and I need to come back. I want to go. I've never been to Ireland, so that's something I must do. Yeah. I've been to Scotland, and I loved Scotland, but I've never been to Ireland.
We're a little bit different.
Oh no, I know. Yeah, I have to come. Like, I have to experience it. I have to know about the culture and visit everything. Like, I can't wait.
Yeah, no, I lived in Glasgow for a year, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually didn't like Glasgow that much. Like, Edinburgh was beautiful.
Yeah.
Glasgow was a bit more like a city. Like, I'm not really a city person.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. No, I think that's the consensus in Scotland that Edinburgh, you know, you can have this wonderful, beguiling time, but Glasgow's better to have to have like a day to day life in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
But like Edinburgh has a castle.
It does have a castle,
like,
yes.
In the middle of it's so cool. Like, you can literally walk up a cobble street and there's a castle at the end of it.
That is actually amazing. No, that is pretty, you know, mind blowing, and
it's mind blowing.
And so did you live in the UK for a bit?
Yeah, I lived in the UK till I was 8.
Okay.
And then I moved to Australia, and then I moved to Dubai when I was 13, and then I did college in the UK again. And I spent a lot of time in London growing up, sort of like in my teen years, because I did a lot of like writing in the UK.
Yeah.
In London, and yeah.
Yeah, London's a very fine city.
I love London.
Yeah. It's pretty. Yeah. It's pretty class. It's pretty great.
It's That's actually why I live in Melbourne in Australia, because Melbourne sort of is the place in Australia that reminds me of London because of the architecture.
Fantastic.
It's very, very much like London. Yeah.
Okay. Some of your songs remind me of a band in the 80s called the Triffids. They had songs like "Wide Open Roads" and have you heard of them?
No.
The Triffids. They had a wide.
I need to listen.
Okay, that answers the next question I was going to ask. Were you influenced by them?
Yeah.
Triffids. I will put the link into the.
Yeah, I would love to listen to them.
Yeah, so the lead singer was this guy called, what was his name? Dave McComb. I'll put their Wikipedia in the chat box. It's all right.
Triffids.
Cool. Yeah. So, they sound like a 1950s kind of B movie thing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So the Triffids.
I'm definitely gonna check that out.
Okay. Is that a guitar amp in the background?
It is.
Okay. So you.
It's not mine though.
Okay, but you can play guitar.
Guitar because my hands are really small. I've tried.
Okay. What instruments can you play?
I play piano.
Oh, beautiful.
I recently started learning the harp.
Oh, wow.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a little bit slack on that recently just because of how busy I've been, but mm-hmm. When I first got it, I was just all about the harp.
Yeah.
I think that's what I play at the moment, and I'd love to learn other instruments, but one at a time.
Oh, yeah, no, that's... you'll be loved in Ireland if you come playing the harp. You know, it'd be like you coming...
Yeah.
It'd be a bit like Mike Scott from the Waterboys bringing Irish music back to the Irish.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I can't do it half-assed.
No, I suppose not. Did you play piano on the album?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, some of the songs have keys, others don't, but, I mean, all the piano that you hear is me, all of the, everything programmed, like, most of the instruments are me, it's just programmed sounds.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. And did you, so for the track where you sang in Arabic, did you have to learn Arabic for that?
No, that was actually, because I grew up in Dubai, I actually, well, spent time in Dubai from 13 to 18. I had to attend Arabic classes as part of my school curriculum. And I actually loved learning a new language, so
yeah,
I really soaked it up while I lived there.
Okay. So you've lived...
Yes, I do know a bit of Arabic.
Do I know Arabic? No, shukran.
Shukran?
That's
yeah, it. You know, that's good. Something.
That's, you know, that's as far as I go, shukran. No, I probably should, if I want to go back, like a lot of Westerners, when I've been in those countries, I've, you know, gone with the lazy French route and speak French instead of speaking Arabic, which, you know, is becoming less popular.
Yeah.
French
is a beautiful, I love French, I'd love to be able to speak French and Italian as well.
Ah, bene. Yeah, vorrei migliorare il mio italiano, capisco.
Si, si.
Va bene, bene. So you've lived in quite a few countries.
Yeah. I think that's another reason my sound is so influenced by so many different cultures, because I've really soaked up all of the cultures that are either sort of inherent in my blood or that I've lived in that place, you know?
Yeah, so... Like, I mean, so far in this conversation, we've seen Irish, English, Australian, Arabic.
Yeah.
Yeah, my God. Yeah. So, yeah, so... Yeah, so, do you think music should be universal? Like, you are looking for a global audience.
I mean, I don't think it should be universal. I think I'm trying to create something that is universal, and that's my sound. My sound is... uniting cultures, eras, people through music.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I called the first album New World, because it was this sort of new sound, new world, new transformation of my own healing that I got through.
Yeah.
And I think I'm actually doing a higher education honours year next year, and I want to try and do my PhD.
Wow.
Eventually, so
yeah.
I would really like to do it on this new world genre I would really like to explore this as a genre and see if, you know, uniting all of these different eras, cultures, communities, ideologies, all of it can bring people together more.
Well, that sounds tenable. I assumed New World was a reference to Aldous Huxley.
Right.
Yeah, he had the probing, pioneering sci-fi masterwork, Brave New World.
No, it's not that. But that sounds so interesting as well.
Yeah, it's one of the tentpoles of early 20th century literature. So New World, are you hoping to fashion sort of a new language in music?
A new genre, I think.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, a new genre and having it about unity.
Okay.
Yeah. It's sort of like, I guess, a modern take on what world music used to be, but I guess the old genre of world music just kind of focused very much on sort of like Brazil or Africa, and it was just very predominantly one sound.
Yeah.
Whereas I really want to encompass not just different cultures, but also different eras.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of research currently on paganism and druids and the Celts and all sorts of stuff like that, just to really delve into that for my next project.
Fantastic. Well, you might, have you heard of Youth, Martin Glover? He's a producer. He studied druidism.
No, I haven't. Who? Sorry?
Youth. His real name's Martin Glover.
Martin Glover.
Yeah.
Youth.
Yeah, that's his stage name, Youth.
Youth. I'll definitely check him out. Yeah, Youth. No, I've been obsessed with this recently. Like, I just bought, the other day, I just bought four books. books on witchcraft just to kind of read about that as well. Like, I'm getting so much into all of this kind of... obviously, witchcraft is different to druidism, but...
No, there's something to witchcraft. I've met a number of witches in my life.
I kind of, my connection with nature is just kind of like, I didn't realize that, you know, witchcraft isn't really about, you know, toil and trouble and like cultures and like trying to curse people. It's actually, a lot of it's to do with your connection with nature and blessing and being present and within yourself and your practice.
There's a certain holistic element to witchcraft as well. Holisticity. And okay, so I'm on to my last question. Why would you like to plug the album to our readers? Why should our readers buy this album?
I just think it's such a versatile album, and I feel like no matter who I kind of talk with and who the readers are, I feel like there's just going to be something in it that connects you to the music. It is really, you know, I created this with everyone in mind, not just sort of like one specific group of people. And so for that reason, I feel like, you know, anyone would connect with this music.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I think it's an excellent album, and I wish you the best of luck with it.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to also mention another thing that I wanted to mention is I'm releasing this. I haven't released it yet, so you'll probably be the first person to find out about it. But on Wednesday, I'm releasing an Oracle deck as an NFT.
Yeah.
So we're releasing the first, I don't know if you know much about NFTs, but it's sort of like a digital oracle deck, and we're just releasing the first card named Forgiveness.
Oh, wow.
So that's happening on Wednesday.
Well, that's the very best of luck. Yeah, so Faceman got the scoop on that one. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Owen.
Take care.